Okay, so we're in Hilchos Matanos Ani in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey. So we'll see that the Rambam says something which looks innocuous on its surface, and then you'll appreciate why the Rambam had to state it here, because it actually connects to two other Rambams, one at the very end of Sefer Hafla in Hilchos Arachim V'Charamim, and then in Hilchos Deos, actually right after the Halacha that we saw yesterday, in terms of Kerem, Bayis, and Isha. B'ha Ani V'Shal De Machzoro. So you want to restore him to an eved larutz lefanav visus lirkov alav. The problem is in yad hanosin masages for the raya that it's a chobas ayachid, and not like the Rama chobas atzibor nosin lo kifi hasagas yado v'chama. What's the absolute maximum ar chamishis nechazav mitzvah minam uvchar v'achad me'asam nechazav benoni pachos mikan ayin ra lolam yilimna atzma bishlishis hashekel b'shana. Must to be at least a third of a shekel on an annual basis. Chanos and pachos mizelukim ha-mitzvah. Rafilani and misparnis minatzaka chayev litains dagala acher. So the Rambam, the truth is, in Arachim v'charamim, already lays down this principle. Lolam lo yakdish adam lo yacharim kol nechasav. Osa ken over al das ha-kasav. Shareu omer mikol asher lo. The pasuk says, from all that you have been given, velo kol asher lo, kamo shebe'aru chacham. He's going to need to be the recipient of tzedakah, which you can take in one of two ways, and they're not going to be merachim on him, or he doesn't deserve the rachamim, because he was foolish. A chassid shota is somebody who has pious intent, but he acts foolishly. A woman is falling, and he doesn't want to help her. He gives all away his way, all his money to the Beis Hamikdash, the Korbanos, Alakoa Mifazer Mamono B'Mitzvos Ayifaz V'Ziyotzer Michomesh V'Yek Kemosh Etzivu Neviya Mechal Kel Dvar V'Mishpat. Everything in balance, Ben B'Divrei Torah, Ben B'Divrei Olam. Whether it's a matter of Torah or B'Divrei Olam, a person always has to be balanced. Remember the Rambam, the Mitzvah V'Lachta B'Drachav is the Derech HaBeinoni, Perek Aleph of Deos. Afilu B'Korbanos, even something as noble as Korbanos. If the Torah told you that by korbanos, kemisas yad, everything should be measured, so kalvachomer to things that are not recommended, not required. The person wants to offer more, so hamivazvez al yivazvez yoser mechomer. So we'll see tomorrow that tani mine mechayim. There's a dispensation where a person is passing away to give away more. So we'll talk about the source of that in the Gemara. That's all for tomorrow. So this actually connects to a different Rambam, the Rambam in Perakei of Hilchos Deos. Also, lo adam lahafker lo lahakdish kol nechasa viatriach al abrios. A person cannot be a hindrance to society. V'lo yimkor sada v'ikne bayis, v'lo bayis v'ikne mitaltalin. It's a little investment strategy. A person should hold on to that which is long-lasting. O yasa skore v'dmei beso. Mochro mitaltalin v'kone sada. You want to go to real estate. Klalo shodavar yasi migamaso latzliach nechasa v'lachlech hakaleh b'kayim. So you want to trade the ephemeral for that which is lasting. V'lo tia kabanaso v'hanos ma'at v'fisho l'hanos ma'at v'yafsid harbe. Right, a person should never be thinking in the short term. A person always has to be thinking for the long term. So that applies to mitzvahs as well, right? A person who impoverishes himself, he wants to be makdish all of his money to tzedakah, to korbanos. So that person will, in the short term, have a lot of mitzvahs, but then the person is going to need to be the recipient of tzedakah. He's going to be a burden on society, right? He's going to be nistarech labrios. So he can't behave that way. So bein b'divrei olam, bein b'divrei Torah, the Rambam says, a person has to be sam or chosav. A person has to really measure everything out and really think through everything that he does. So once you have the Rambam in Hilchos Arachim v'Charamim, and the Rambam in Deos, so why does the Rambam need to say it in Matanos Haniyim? It was in Sefer Hamada, Book 1. It was in Sefer Hafla, Book 6. Why do you need it later on in the Mishneh Torah in Book 7 in Zrayim? It's a legitimate question to ask. It's a very legitimate question, in fact. So I'd like to suggest the following. The Rambam here is not being mechadish the din of ha-mevazvez al-yivazvez yoser mechomesh. That the Rambam already stated. That's clear. The Rambam stated that in Hilchos Arachim v'Charamim. And the question is, why does the Rambam need to restate it here? So I think, again, this is a further proof to the unique halacha of Dei Machsaro Asher Yachsaro. The mitzvah of tzedakah is so far-reaching and ambitious that a person might have said, if it really is a chovas hayachid, as the Rambam believes, then I have an obligation at the base level of the mitzvah to restore this person to his previous standing. V'afilu eved larutz lefana, v'afilu sus lirkov alav, like Hillel HaZaken was running in front of the person. So that might mean that this is an exception to the rule of hamivaz ve'zal yivaz ve'zioser mechomesh. Right? Because the nature of the mitzvah itself requires restoration. This, I think, motivated the Ramah and the Rishonim that he's based on to say it can't be that a person has an obligation to do this. But for the Ramah, it was particularly acute. Because if you really do believe it's a chovas hayachid, that I have to restore him, so that could cost a lot more than mechomesh. Maybe it'll be 40% of my assets. Maybe it'll be 60% of my assets. So the Rambam has to come back and say, as a din prati for demach sarawa asher yachsar lo, that the halacha of hamivazves al yivazves yosei mechomesh still applies, because the entire nature of demach sarawa asher yachsar lo is the restoration. So you might think that if unless I'm restoring him, I'm not really fulfilling the mitzvah. So this is a very, very important restatement of the principle. Very important restatement of the principle. The principle that had been established in Hilchos Deos, the principle that had established in Hilchos Harachem v'Charamim, but had never been stated explicitly relative to the unique mitzvah of Dei Machsaro Asher Yachsar Lav. So your restoration of him, just like we say, it's not V'iyata Mitzuveh L'Hashiro, you have to restore him, but you don't have to put him in a higher tax bracket. So, hu hadin nami ata mitzuva l'hachaziro v'i'ata mitzuva l'he'ani es atzmecha. You are not obligated to impoverish yourself. And that is the chiddush of this Rambam. It's not a chiddush in the klal. It's a chiddush in the application of the principle of hamivazvez al yivazvez yoser mechomesh to the halacha of tzedakah. And that, I think, is a very, very important point. Okay, I'll hold it up here.